Morning Manna by Rufus Parker, March 16, 2024. When God asks for your promise. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and cleaved the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 through 5. Today's more so. Sometimes, if we are not careful, we can read scripture. We may question God's motive, which is not good. We must learn how to rightly divide scripture, extract the application from them, and apply it to our lives. What we find with God asking Abraham to sacrifice Isaac back to him is a type and shadow of Jesus Christ. The writer of Hebrews tells us, By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 17 through 19. Notice, he received Isaac in a figure. The word figure here means a comparison of one thing with another, or likeness and image. Abraham did not waver at God's request for him to return his promised son, because he knew that he could trust God to raise him to life again. Isaac was a type and shadow of Jesus. Jesus was sacrificed for our sins, but in 3 days he rose again. This is why I believe the scripture says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and wilt thou rear it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. John chapter 2, verse 19 through 22. I believe that's why any time God asks us to give something he has already given us, whether money, house, lands, cars, or things that may seem important to us, it is to test our faith. If God asks for it, he will give it back to us with good measure, pressed down and running over. Would you be willing to give it if he asks you for it? Sing this song with me today. I'm yours, Lord, everything I am. Everything I'm not, everything I've got, I'm yours, Lord. Try me now and see. See if I can be completely yours. Thought for today. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. Job chapter 42, verse 12.